Welcome to another new episode of KGC Radio. This is RJ Anisha,
RJ Abhinand,
and RJ Arun.
Today, for a change, we have three RJs doing this special episode on the bullet train of India. But before we get into that, how have you all been doing? How was the vacation?
Well, vacation this time was so much fun. It was one of the best breaks I've had in a long time. I went to my native this time and it was the most rejuvenating time for me.
That's really nice. For me this time, I spent here in Bangalore itself. My twin came home after really long time, so we spent time together with a kitten, binge watching movies and exploring new cafes.
Whoa, that sounds like so much fun. I went to Calicut to visit and explore the various beaches and the traditional foods. So that was it for me.
How about we share our little common experience?
Which one, Da?
Oh my God, guys, let's talk about the bullet train.
Bullet train is in Japan, not here.
Let's keep the joke aside and actually share the experience.
Are you talking about a Chennai trip?
Ah, you mean the flight train?
Oh my God, guys, can you stop confusing the listeners?
Okay, so we are talking about the bullet train, which feels like a flight ride.
यात्रियों कृपया ध्यान दीजिए गाड़ी संख्या 1276 धारवाड़ के स्टार बेंगलुरु इंटरसिटी धारवाड़ से फेसर बेंगलुरु जाने वाली गाड़ी शीघ्र प्लेटफॉर्म 3 पे आ रही है पैसेंजर्स काइंड अटेंशन प्लीज Train number 12726, Dharwad KSR Bengaluru Intercity from Dharwad to KSR Bengaluru is shortly arriving to platform number 3.
Can you both walk a bit fast because the train will leave soon?
Okay, chill.
Yeah, calm down. The train won't run away.
Look at the left side. Look at those people taking pictures.
It feels like I'm visiting a monument.
This feels like the insides on flight. They even have those seats in which we can recline backward. This is so cool.
Did you know the bullet trains in Japan run on a monorail? But the ones in India, like the Vande Bharat 2.0, that is this train, runs on a normal rail pathway. And yet, they're this fast.
And it is an achievement for our country, for the train to accomplish such a long distance in such a short time.
But we can't really take the whole credit for this achievement, as it is partially funded by the Japanese, and the inspiration is obviously rooted towards the Japanese bullet train.
Oh, that's really cool.
I think these are our seats. I'll take the window seat.
Then I'm sitting in the center.
Well, that leaves me no choice. I'll sit on the iron seat.
Whoa. They serve us food, the snacks and beverages in the front row to our seats.
True that, but the services differ from AC chair car and executive.
Are there AC chair cars as well?
Apparently, yes. So, how it differs is, executive seats are more expensive and have more facilities comparatively.
It makes sense. No wonder our tickets are 2,500 per head. Also, to note that each bogie has a kitchen and a cabin crew of its own.
Oh, then this makes it easier for them to focus on each passenger and provide better services.
Exactly. And the best part is that the Japanese bullet train travels fast at the speed of 320 km per hour and is the fastest train there. Whereas Vande Bharat travels at a speed of 160 km per hour and helps us to admire the beauty of nature.
I remember my uncle saying how he once traveled in the Japanese bullet train. And because of the fast movement, his vertigo kept acting up and was dizzy throughout the ride. And he told me about the time he travelled on this train almost a month ago. He went on and on about the travel being so peaceful and how he could see the greenery.
I was just adjusting my seat to see the scenery while you were speaking. That is when I noticed that you can adjust the seat very smoothly. Did you also notice that this train is very clean? I heard that they clean and sanitize the train after every complete ride.
You should see the washrooms. It is clean, well lit, and the only negative part about it is that it's small.
Then I want to try it out. Wait, I'll go fix my hair and come.
There he goes again. It is probably the 20th time he is fixing his hair. Abundant, by the way, this train is also called in some other name, right? Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it was also known by the name Train 18. This name was mostly used during the developmental stage.
I'm back. So what am I missing on?
Nah, nothing pretty much happened. Arun, I think the snacks are coming our way.
It's a good thing that we took the combo offer, that is booking the food along with the tickets.
Yeah, even I heard about it. The prices for ordering food or snacks within the train without prior booking are expensive is what I heard.
That is double the price.
I just remembered while we entered. I saw that the doors on both sides were opened. Is it usually like that?
It's not something quite normal. Might have been a technical glitch.
There is an automatic train collision protection system installed by the name Kavach. So every time the loco pilot jumps the signal, the system alerts the loco pilot to take control of the brakes and the train gradually comes to a halt by itself when it spots another train in the same line with the prescribed distance.
Okay, this is like so much information for me, but nice. I'm learning something new.
Sounds very interesting, right?
Not really, but yeah.
Guys, it's our stop. Let's take a thing figure now.
Let's do that. I think this is a memory we'll keep to talk about later.
Yeah, let's do this every now and then, because this is so much fun.
So that was a little memory of traveling in the Vande Bharat Express 2.0.
I hope you all got the gist of how the train would be.
Yeah, that was our memory on the bullet train. Also, we are nearing the end, speaking of which, we have a few letters from our audience on their experience of traveling in the Vande Bharat 2.0. So let's see what it is.
So this letter is from Anjali. Oh, she has the same name as our twin. Anjali is hearing from Chennai. This is what she has written. Hey guys, hope you're all doing fine. I'm just sharing a special memory that I hold very close to my heart. Back in February, I traveled for the first time with my disabled brother in the Vande Bharat Express 2.0. Like we all know, it's a bit hard to travel with disabled people, especially with all the staring and judgmental sneers. But traveling in this train was a calm and ease to my heart. And not only the travel was perfect, the seating arrangement as well as the staff. I can't help but thank the staff for their hospitality towards us. They treated us with utmost care. They were the sweetest people and kept checking up on us every now and then and made sure that we were comfortable throughout the ride. It was the best. Thank you guys for letting me share a core memory from my heart.
Okay, that was a very beautiful memory. Here's another one from a person called Akshay. This is what it says. Hi there, I really enjoy your program. Just wanted to let you guys know that you're doing an amazing job, as well as share a special memory. So last week, my parents traveled in the Vande Bharat Express 2.0. Just to let you guys know, my parents are practically in their old age, like in their early 80s. So I was very stressed on letting them travel alone, but I think this is the best decision I took for them. The travel was perfect for them. It was smooth and not very jerky. They also had food on time and reached in a very short time. They had a bit of difficulty using the washroom, but to cross out the negative aspect, the chair they were sitting on were the adjustable ones. It made it easier for them to rest at ease. So it was just picture perfect. Usually by the time my parents reach home, they would be dead, tired. But this ride for them was a treat. I hope I can ride to you guys soon. Bye guys.
I am glad. Due to establishing such investments, our citizens are having an easier time. Okay, so for the last story, we have a letter from Olivia and let us see what she has to say about her travel. Hi, I'm just an ardent listener of your radio show. I am 7 months pregnant and my husband works abroad. And I'm used to traveling alone everywhere for my work or household chores or basically everything. Lately, commuting has been hard with my big belly. Especially with the rush at the railway stations, I was very skeptical about traveling in Vande Bharat 2.0 to go to my hometown. As it is a period I have to be extremely careful, I was very worried. But this was the best decision of my life at a stage like this. From the travel, to the services they provide, to the cleanliness, to the hospitality, it was top-notch. I constantly had needs, and they catered to it without any grudge or murmur. The washroom was a bit difficult to use with my big belly, but other than that, it was icing on the cake. Thank you guys for letting me share my story.
There is a lot of beautiful memories, but sadly, we have to wind up now.
Yeah, sadly we have to leave, but the wait is not much long.
Till another new memory, till another new episode. This is us, your RJs, signing off.
KGC Radio.